the people have sort of forgotten about COVID. They've sort of said it's over. They're out mixing more. Unfortunately, also the new strain can reinfect you. So there's more. There's just more people for the new strain to work on, because there's prior infection doesn't work and there's more people out.
I heard one of your colleagues down the country concerned that maybe what's driving some of what we're seeing, although it we're following a pattern seen across Europe at the moment, is people not testing or not self-isolating when they have symptoms, that they don't want the hassle, they don't take a test, they just put it down to a seasonal cold, a July cold or something.
I think probably 2 months ago, if you had respiratory symptoms, it probably was the cold rather than COVID. Now, unfortunately, if you have respiratory symptoms, it's probably COVID. I think the advice, particularly if you're under 55, is just to assume you have an infection and try and stay at home until 48 hours after it's passed. Remember, antigen tests will only become positive about on day three. So you do a test, you have a cold, you say, well, I don't have COVID, and you scarper. That's going to spread COVID. So I think the recommendation is, if you have significant respiratory symptoms, I think if you have a temperature, particularly if you have a cough, just stay at home until you're better. Now, you can do an antigen test if you want to, day two or three, but you don't assume that the antigen test on day one is negative, so you don't have COVID. So I think that's the primary thing to ask people to do.
I was listening to someone from the WHO recently. They seem to feel that, you know, what's going around at the moment is not causing as much serious illness, not leading to as many deaths. And whilst there's no crystal ball, of course, they hope that that trend continues. Is that your view also?
Yes, it is. And I think it would be wrong of us to try and not to avoid the fact. I think people see Omicron, a third of the population had it since Christmas. And I think we're all honest. We said, well, jeepers, I was expecting it to be much worse. Now, unfortunately, there's a significant subgroup who have A, got very ill, B, then have had to go into hospital, and a number that continue to die from COVID infection. I think we're now in a situation where I think that we're in a mitigation stage where we're just trying to limit the effect of this. And I think the two important things are, don't be selfish. If you have a significant infection, stay at home, and vaccinations. I think those are the two primary messages that I would like to get through. If you have a significant temperature, don't be selfish. Just stay at home until you're better. And then vaccination, which is another issue. I think, as you're aware, the uptake of vaccinations have been superb in Ireland, but the fourth booster, only 50% of the at-risk group, the group that were asked to come, have actually had their vaccine.
Well, I mean, and listen, the reality is, isn't it, that it's people of, not all older people, but certain older people, and those with weakened immune systems, not all of them, but some of them as well, are most vulnerable to this. Now, how do you increase it from 50%? Because I think fear and compliance because of restrictions is what drove our incredible uptake previously. But I just don't see that around this time. I'm talking to people who are immunocompromised and they're going, oh, I had a bit of reaction to the third jab. I'm going to take my chances. You know what I mean? I'm not going for a fourth. And I'm hearing that I don't know a lot of people, but I'm hearing that from quite a few of that cohort, if you know what I mean. So I imagine that must be a pretty widespread opinion, doctor.
I think that sort of snapshot is quite relevant, Greg. I think so. I think that there's a number of factors. I think because people now look upon it and say, I had Omicron, it was no problem. Even though I was boosted, it was no problem. It probably was fine because they were boosted, to be honest. The second thing is that there is fatigue. Then I think a small factor, and I don't want to overplay it, was that almost everybody except for a number of small practices in Donegal, the over 70s got Pfizer vaccine, which is an mRNA vaccine. Now, when this came around, it was Moderna. I can't say they're equivalent. They're exactly the same profile. That actually caused people to stall slightly. Now, remember that 50% also, probably about 20% of the over 65s got COVID. So we're talking about 70%, which isn't bad. There's people who are excluded from the vaccine. Now, I think that, you know, if you look at just simple figures, I think that there is fatigue, but as Colm Henry said, of the over 700 or 800 people in hospital, 300 of them haven't been vaccinated. And then the other group, a quite high proportion of people, didn't get their booster. So the booster protects you. All I would sort of say is the booster continues to protect you. Yeah. And that's it. And without it, you could, particularly if you're an at-risk group, you could be very ill and you could die. So I think it's trying to, I don't want to scare people into the booster. I want to explain people.
But you see, also too, what we have now is more knowledge in that, you know, people in their friends group, and I've spoken to a lot. I've spoken to a lot of people who've loved ones have died because of COVID, and we don't hear from them really. Do you know what I mean? Oh. And sometimes that can get forgotten in all of this. A lot of people died, and a lot of people listened to this program lost loved ones through it. But also in the general population, a lot of people know people that were immunocompromised or older, and it didn't really do them much harm. And I think people are starting to make their own minds up on this as well. So the messaging, and your messaging was really quite clear there, but I understand how the HSC is trying to be a bit clever with their messaging, like a chef going, hello, yes, and I'm 12 weeks pregnant. I don't know what that ad actually means, to be honest with you. And I think really they should get back to some clear targeted messaging, not scare the entire nation, but actually just focus in on the groups that we're talking of and say, by the way, we're going to make it as easy as possible for you to get this jab if you want to, because it's your best line of protection.
I think so. And I think you could argue that, okay, we know immunocompromised people who had it and it was fine, but you could argue that was because they had their booster. Do you know what I mean? Okay, there will be, the same as, you know, we all know somebody who smoked 100 cigarettes a day and lived till 80.
Never did many harm.
But the thing is, it is those simple messaging. I think that let's just say 65-70% of people, you know, have cover because they've had previous infections in the last while. But coming up to October, I think it's really important that we get the levels up, because we'll begin to see slippage, and I don't want to see sickness and death again. Mm.
But if we're seeing sort of 800 people in hospital at the moment for COVID or with COVID, obviously the testing's going to pick up a lot of just cases that aren't necessarily calling people sick. But if that's the situation in July, and we're seeing, you know, some record figures for July in terms of waiting times and trolley figures, it does make you wonder what is to come into winter. And I know neither you or I, as people are maybe on holidays or planning their holidays and children at home, we don't want to ruin anyone's summer, but we can't completely bury our hands. We have to consider what maybe the winter holds for their health service. And one other caveat to that, Dennis, if you don't mind me saying, if the hospitals are jammered and it's a nightmare, it's like a war zone, 95% of the population are completely unaffected by it. It doesn't really matter, because they're not sick and they don't need the hospital. But for that 5 or 10% or whatever it might be, and for the staff, it's absolute chaos.
Oh, it is. And I think, thankfully, the majority of us don't have to go to casualty, don't have to go to a hospital. And when they go in, they see a lot of people trying their best. But when it's crowded and there's pressure on beds and there's decisions to be made, it's really stressful. And it's stressful for the doctors, but it's also stressful because when you have a full hospital and the standard of care isn't the same, they try their best. Of course they will try their best. But if you have an occupancy level of 105% and the standard of care you get for your loved one is less. So yeah, I think it is. It's a thing called health beliefs. We just have to get people to sort of say beyond to protect themselves, and as we've shown through the whole time, people have an instinct to, as that societal, what can I do? What can I do for Ireland in the winter? Quite simply, get your BLODY vaccine if you are at risk, because it is so useful to you. It is also, it's money in the bank for the health services, because they know that that person is likely not to get sick if they get COVID and go into hospital. And it protects your social group, your loved ones, and the general population. So yeah, I think, as I say, GPs repeat themselves. Don't be selfish. If you have a temperature, stay at home. And if you are above 65, coming into October, make sure you get your vaccine. And there will be slight confusion, Greg, in that there's now a discussion about everybody getting it again. That'll be up to NIAC to decide, and whatever NIAC decides, that's fine.
Yeah.
But I know that the evidence is, you get a vaccine, you will hopefully not get very ill and not die from this virus.
Just two more questions, Dan. Is it simple enough to get your fourth dose? There's people listening here go, I am never touching that jab again. And you know what? You've given your advice and they'll make their own decisions. But I've also been contacted by people that have said, I went to go and get it and then I needed a GP referral and I travelled from, you know, I think it was in a show actually to Letterkenny. How do you get if you want and you're entitled to your fourth jab, how do you go about doing it? Is it simple enough?
It is. I'm probably at this stage looking to October, but at the same time, if you want a fourth jab, contact your GP. He may have to order it in for you. If you're an at-risk group, it's easy enough, we can get you vaccinated, but it isn't as easy as the last time. I would ask people to ring their GPs, talk about the vaccine. There will probably be a bit of organization to get it, but we ordered 200 and then 200 again to mop up the people that are looking for it from us. So it's not that every GP has the vaccine in their fridge at the present minute, because we did that about a month ago and it has gone out of date. So yes, I would ask people if they get it now, they can still get their vaccine in October. But after another couple of weeks, really, I'm actually concentrating, to be honest, in October. No, do not miss your vaccine in October.
All right, finally, is this endemic? You know, you hear senior politicians in this country talk about it being endemic. I just feel the world, with everything else that's going on, has perhaps moved past dealing with this as a pandemic, even if that means that, you know, excess mortality rates will increase. But what do you feel? Firstly, do you believe it is endemic at this moment? And secondly, do you ever anticipate, you know, other than maybe masks in certain areas, restrictions ever being imposed again for this? Unless, obviously, it takes a severe turn in the wrong direction.
I don't think we're endemic yet, but we're getting all the various messaging is actually, if you look at it, it's still very important. But for instance, there's a big push that testing may not be as important to the under 55s. That's a lessening. But endemic means it's there everywhere. But I think that because it's still such a dangerous virus relative to the other virus that we deal with, it's maybe endemic plus, in that there's still significant things we have to do. I would love if there was a vaccine that actually prevented you getting it. That would be the end of it. But I don't know from an immunology point of view how relevant that is, because it mutates so much. But I do think it is a virus that we have to remain to be very careful with. We have to not be selfish, and we have to protect those that need to be protected.